If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not. No, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah. That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy. As he is muted. What's going on, man? How are you?
It has started.
What started?
The rain.
Oh.
It was sunny this morning. I was like, "Uh-oh."
Yeah, it was smooth. Oh my god! Whoa. Wow!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Smooth. Hey. Minus one.
It sounds like your throat got some tornadic activity.
Imagine if Carlos Santana had a song like that.
Tell you what, I don't discriminate though. That's getting marked.
Yeah, no, it was the easy. Honestly, I was telling Marcus, I've never had an easier drive into work. It was great. Nobody was on the road. It was bone dry.
Because you were the only one going to work.
It was great. It was fantastic. It was the easiest drive ever. I don't know what that's going to mean for 2 p.m. today, but it was it was smooth. It was great. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. Nobody was out there today. Yeah, you bastards were all cowards.
Yep.
And
it's a no school thing, too. The
no school in there. Everybody's staying home.
Yeah.
Tough. That's not tough.
No.
That's not tough.
Yeah.
That's not tough.
I paddled to work yesterday.
Let me just say something here. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
There's a lot of sheep out there. You know, there's a lot of sheep who are going to say the same thing on sports radio today. About Luka Doncic, you know, and I just, you know, people are going to say he's a baby and a whiner, and they're going to call him Slovenian James Harden because he's a turnstile.
They kicked his ass yesterday. He was on the ground all game.
Everyone's going to hear their complaints. They're going to say, hey, he's never going to win. I hear Windhorst is taking a blowtorch to Luka Doncic today. Let me just tell you something right now, guys, okay?
We'll take him.
Luke, I love you, buddy. Listen, they don't appreciate you, okay?
They don't appreciate
They don't appreciate a true basketball artiste, Luca. And I know a place where appreciation will be felt, welcomed, and I don't, you know, they say you can't win a championship in Dallas. That's Dallas's fault. That's not your fault, Luca. That's Kyrie's fault, okay? There's a reason we got rid of Derrick Jones Jr., okay? So all I'm telling you, Luca, is people can sit here, you whine too much. What I call that pasión, you know? That's what I say. That's all I see. I just see a player filled with pasión.
Okay.
What do you think? He whines too much?
Nah, I wanted to hear it twice. Make sure this is pasión.
Oh, he's got pasión, dude.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken,
like he filled with empanadas and croquetas. I'm going to just say.
He looks like he's filled with baby formula, dude. Because wham, wham, wham. You had one job, Luca and Kyrie. Oh, my God. Put that guy on a milk carton. Sick of this, dude. Celtics are going to walk to a championship.
Yep, they're going to walk to a championship. That's tough. But I want to get the important things out of the way, which is really, Luca, they don't love you like that in Dallas, dude. Okay. I'm telling you right now. You want to know a place that can embrace the Slovenian culture? Mm. Your brate, your mentor, just ask Gogi about it. Get the hell away from Mark Cuban. He's never going to win. The only reason Mark Cuban won anything, is because LeBron James choked. That's it. Mm. That's all. So if it wasn't for LeBron James wetting the bed in one of the most lopsided finals of all time, he would be one of the biggest losers this side of sports, Luca. But he walks around like he's got something, and he's got nothing, which is why I never believed in him beating the Celtics. And I'm sorry that people are attacking you and they don't understand true genius, Luca. But Luca Whale. Series not even over. Body's not even cold.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, it's over.
It's dude. Over.
It is over. It is over. Let me ask you something.
Yeah, it's over.
Is Brad Stevens really a good GM if he traded for Porcelain Porzingis and he gave him 3 playoff games? People are wondering.
A very important game one, though.
That's a game one. Least important of all the playoff games.
Right. Yeah,
is he really a genius if you trade for somebody who's Mr. Glass and he ends up being made of glass and he's not going to play in any of this championship, really?
Yeah. Regular season run?
Genius? People are wondering. Regular season? Who cares?
I mean, it gave them a home court advantage throughout the entire playoff.
They didn't need it. They've lost 2 playoff games. They never even gotten to the championship games.
Nah,
the championship rounds of anything.
Right. I always wonder.
One could honestly argue that the Heat gave them the most pushback out of anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best version of that team got a little bit of a little something from the Heat.
Without Jimmy Butler.
Without Jimmy Butler. But I'm not going to complain. No complaints here. I'm just wondering, like, is it really?
Did the Heat lose in 5?
Yeah. But it was a strong 5. It was a strong 5. It was an ungentlemanly 5.
Yeah.
I mean, who took them to 6? The Cavs or?
Nobody took them to 6. They've only lost twice.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Man. Boy, look.
Easy,
I realize.
One of the least memorable runs you'll ever remember, Leroy.
Yeah, I will say.
You'll ever forget.
You need health. But damn, every team you play can't break down.
Dallas, I'll give them, like, fine. Dallas is a team that wasn't riddled with injury. You just beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But that really is the only team they beat.
Look, it's a good team they beat. Luka's great.
Yep.
Underappreciated today. Underappreciated. I'm here for you, Luca, if you need me.
Wow, dude.
If you need me.
Shooting your shot.
Because let me just tell you something, Luca. People, it's easy to be on the bandwagon. You know, it's easy to be on the bandwagon when you're riding high and everyone's calling you the Slovenian king. But when you're down and out, that's when you find out who your true friends are, which are right down here in Miami.
Wow.
And so I just want Luca to know, I'm sorry the way that they're treating you today. Baby Beluca Whale.
Hmm.
Baby Beluca Whale.
Baby Beluca in the Miami Heat.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Will you stop?
Just saying, you know. Mark Cuban's never going to win you anything.
He is going to have a strong hate for the Celtics after this series as well. This is his first dip into, hey, America loves the Celtics.
Exactly.
So before he was just like, hey, America loves me.
Right.
And then he knows.
Now you realize people are going to be out there and they're going to be, they're going to turn on you like that. And here's really what needs to happen, okay? We all need to recognize nobody cares about this Celtics championship. They can have their own little parade. Congratulations, Tatum.
Boo.
He was able to get, hey, let's give it up for Jason Tatum, huh?
Really good.
Way to show up. Hey,
yeah,
finally.
Yeah.
That's nice. Hey, he's you next. Pulled a little weight. You know?
Got it, buddy.
Pulled a little weight.
Can't wait for that text.
Good for JT. You know, good for I mean, Jalen Brown still had to close that puppy. Yeah, but you know, hey, let's good for Jason.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good
for him. Huh?
Way to show up, buddy.
Way to show up, dude. Way
you
to show
did it.
Up. Happy for the fifth best player in the NBA to pull some weight. What a great job by him.
I'll give him credit, though. In that commercial, when he said there is no such thing as a playoff Tatum, he wasn't lying.
No. Well, I'm just being honest. First guy in the commercial.
Yeah.
First guy in the commercial. But whatever.
As you can see.
What's that?
My eyes are up and down.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Oh, you golf.
Know,
oh, golf, yeah.
Gotta be golf.
Gotta be golf.
Your nation's championship.
The U.S. championship. The U.S. Open.
Like, I'll tell you US what. Open. Golf has no respect for the common man.
What do you mean?
It's Thursday at 10 a.m. And they're like, now. We'll do it now.
No, they show it. Here. They, it's like Thursday.
It's like a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Why is it a long weekend? Why? Why is it?
It's Father's Day. People
think it's 4 days. Oh, okay. 4 days.
There's just no respect for the common man.
Well, speaking of the common man, give us an update, Leroy, from the U.S. Open brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there.
We have, because I got the little baby screen, we have two at two under par, Brooks Koepka and Pavon.
Pavon.
Morikawa is at one under, but he won't be there for long because he just hit it sideways. And you got a couple other guys at one under. Tiger, as of right now, is at, let's see what my man is. Just hit iron off the tee. Tiger Woods is plus. Dang.
You go, boy.
Plus one.
Oh. Hmm. All right. Still in it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this here, this championship will be around even par.
Yeah, but so, are there cutoff rounds like every other one? Will he make it through the weekend?
Top 60 in ties after two rounds.
Ooh. Will he make it? Will his body make it through the weekend, Leroy?
Not a shot.
It's pretty flat, so there's a better chance.
Ooh.
But this golf course is tricky.
He needs to go to Live already, dude. Golf carts.
Tell they don't him. Use golf carts, dude.
They would for him.
Cards.
For sure. They'd give him. Come on.
They would for him. Him. Oh, no. I just looked up Pasion in Slovenian.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strast.
Strast.
Strast. That's just Strast.
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 Oh, you know Luka. What's crazy?
Strast.
Strast.
What's crazy about this is that, a lot of the Live guys
Strast.
Are all over the leaderboard. Sergio Garcia's one under. We got Ludvig Åberg.
Ludvig. That's my boy.
Strast. Yeah, that kid's Strast. He's gonna be good.
You know what?
He's gonna be good.
Luca was. Stressed.
Ricky Fowler, even par.
Well, it's just tough because
a lot of even pars.
You know, I really just want to say to Luca again.
Jeez.
Oh, you know, when egregiously your coach won't first of all, support you and give you the defensive help you need as an offensive genius.
Yeah.
They just didn't teach you, Luca. They didn't teach you how to defend. And second of all, if he calls for a review, review it. I mean, like, you think Luca's lying to you, Jason Kidd? That's Jason Kidd's ego.
Because he's a crybaby. Mm.
That, no. That's,
now, listen, he can be good and still be a crybaby, but you can't trust him.
He
you can't trust him?
Misunderstood.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Misunderstood.
That pretty sounds good.
Just need he just needs the right partnership in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's windy, huh? Kicking a man when he's down.
Kicking a man when he's just, you know, that's why they call him Classless Windy.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Classless Windy sitting here having the audacity to take cheap shots at Luka Doncic.
I always wondered what your spin on this would be today. And I figured it out. I have figured it out.
No spin. Just what I see. Straight shooter, Leroy. Straight shooter.
Right.
I've seen this movie before where Luka looks around and he doesn't have the help that he needs, doesn't have the belief in anybody around him.
Well, the last two guys they brought in was Porzingis and Kyrie.
You know, there were misunderstood geniuses before. Jimmy Butler, some may say. Jimmy Butler was looked upon as a malcontent. Whined too much around the organization.
Yeah, couldn't but guess
it,
what?
Couldn't
the
get
only it. People that had a problem with Jimmy Butler was Minnesota.
No, Philadelphia too. He had his issues.
Who? Not his coach.
His coach had huge issues with him.
Really?
Yeah.
They chose to buy his
hair.
Getting,
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm getting it mixed up with his coach and
you're thinking of Tibbs.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Tibbs.
Yeah, you're thinking of Tibbs. Tibbs
loves him.
Look, the last time somebody was misunderstood like this and he needed a boost, Jimmy Butler. Before that, LeBron James. I mean, misunderstood genius. Could not get over the hump. You know, people called him for a whiner and a flopper and a drama queen. And all these things were thrown out there about LeBron James. Until he found the right match. Now, obviously, it took him an extra year because he ruined 2011, which actually gave Mark Cuban a ring. But came here misunderstood. I just see patterns of behavior and similarities with Luka and other mutual partnerships that could benefit him. So that's all. People are going to look and they're going to do the easy thing today. They're going to beat a dead horse. They're going to kick a man while he's down. I choose to give Luka a hand. I choose to say, Luka, reach out, buddy. Reach out if you need us, you let me know. Because I know that you truly won't be appreciated where you are right now. That's just how it's going to be. Okay. I'm a basketball historian. I've seen this movie before.
Show some class, man. Jeez, you are just putting yourself out there like a floozy, dude.
Class.
You know what this is? On Instagram, she deleted all her pictures of her boyfriend, and you are just in those DMs.
I am not.
So quickly.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody's out here.
If you need someone to talk to.
He needs just to lean on, you know?
Taylor Swift just wrote a song about Kelsey because it's over, and you have already sent her a message.
Hey, if you ever want to talk to someone, I've been through that before. You know, your boy Gogi and I are friends. Mm-hmm. We've spoken in the past. You know, this is wow. You move fast.
I just say something, Tobin.
What's that?
You have no shame.
No, I'm just saying, dude. Look, I'm trying to be supportive. It's easy to do the show. Luka, he sucks to watch. He's a sieve on defense. He whines too much. WFAN, who wants to call in right now? 305-567-0560. But I see a man misunderstood, trapped with his own talent around people
Let me ask you a question. What do you think the first conversation would be between Luka and Pat Riley?
You want to know?
You're going to say, you know what it's going to be?
You know what it's going to be?
You're going to lose some weight.
No. Nope.
You're going to get in shape.
Nope.
Oh, Pat Riley ain't.
You want to know?
What are you talking about? He's called some of the best players to ever play this game fat and need to get in shape.
If Luka Doncic agreed to come to the Miami Heat and make a stink to come to the Miami Heat, here's what Pat Riley would say. Brate.
Brate. Guess what? I don't care how big the star was. Never said that.
Oh, dude, times have changed.
No, you think he's going to make whale noises in the front office?
Pat Riley is still Pat Riley.
Jesus Christ, man.
What?
You are in those DMs quick.
I don't like what everyone's doing to Luka. Toast to the town, this Luka Doncic. Everybody's kissing Luka's ass in the Western Conference Finals. Luka. He humbled Anthony Edwards. He got Kyrie Irving to buy in and be a good teammate. You know, Luka, this is what you see, dude. This is what Pat Riley means when he says smiling faces with hidden agendas. Mm. The 1 minute you're down and you face a little bit of adversity, oh, you know he whines a little bit too much. There's no perfect basketball player. You think Jason Tatum doesn't whine? He whines. You think I won't watch a whiner? I watched Kyle Lowry for 3 years.
Oh, God. That's true.
He didn't average 30.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I never thought he deserved you anyway.
Who?
That's how you start the next DM as you continue to fire off in Luka's DM.
They don't deserve him. Yes. They don't deserve him. You know, they're gonna start bringing – I'll tell you what's going to be next, Luka. I'll tell you the next thing they're going to say. He'll never be Dirk Nowitzki.
Wow.
He'll never be Dirk Nowitzki.
Mm.
You know? I know what's going on in Dallas radio right now. In fact, I'll tune in the Odyssey app right now.
Here.
Let's see. Hold on.
You are just lost in it, huh?
No. I'm sick of people not appreciating talent, you know?
Mm.
Hi there. Welcome to Dallas. Let's go out to the callers. Yeah, Billy Bob, I just want to say,
Billy Bob,
Luka Doncic, whatever you say, he's never going to be Dirk. Never.
Mm.
Hey, never going to be Dirk. I tell you, Kyrie Irving's looking at him, and that's why Kyrie's a champion, and Luka Doncic, somebody get him a pass fire. That guy's a baby. Get him out of here. Trade him for picks. All right, let's go at the full bowl of calls here. I hope people are back. Man, that's tough. They're tuning into Luka Doncic. See how they're already turning on him in Texas?
You know, Dallas is a major city. There's a bunch of.
Oh, dude, listen. I went to Dallas for a hockey game. A lot of cowboy hats.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of cowboy hats. Man. Tough. I'm sorry, Luka.
You think they have a high regard of Kyrie, though? You think that Kyrie is, like, missing from all this criticism?
I don't know. It seems like everybody's just taking their pot. You know, Kyrie has two stinkers. He has one decent game yesterday. No one's saying a thing about him. But Luka, oh, he fouls out. Everyone's going to be sitting here. That's fine. You guys talk about the now. I'll see the bigger picture. I'll be the man at the art gallery who sees the bigger picture. Wow. You guys can be myopic about this.
It's a good word.
Sorry, Luka.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Back after this. Heaven sent you to me. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, if you guys, you Heat fans out there, want to experience a behind-the-scenes tour at the Kaseya Center from June 24th, that's draft week, to September 27th, home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. The guided tour includes access to VIP areas such as the Heat locker room, training facilities, arena suites, and lounges, and the media control room. And tour ticket holders get a 10% discount at the Miami Heat store. For more info, go to KaseyaCenter.com/allaccesstours.
Me.
Yeah. What's
me,
up,
me? Okay, so you answered my question yesterday in regards to the tour. So I'm going to ask you another one.
Okay.
Is there a chance I'd be able to take a picture, you know, where they do the press conference, like, you know, there's microphones.
Yeah.
Can I be like, you know, I can bring my Lava jersey, for example, and make it seem like I just left a game or something?
I mean, I don't know if the Heat interview room will be set up unless it's like a draft day.
You're right.
With the backdrop and whatnot. Right. But
so I'll bring my
own. We could sneak in a locker. I could throw a mic in your face. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, if you guys, you Heat fans out there, want to experience a behind-the-scenes tour at the Kaseya Center from June 24th, that's draft week, to September 27th, home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. The guided tour includes access to VIP areas such as the Heat locker room, training facilities, arena suites, and lounges, and the media control room. And tour ticket holders get a 10% discount at the Miami Heat store. For more info, go to KaseyaCenter.com/allaccesstours.
Me.
Yeah, what's up, me?
Okay, so you answered my question yesterday in regards to the tour. So I'm going to ask you another one.
Okay.
Is there a chance I'd be able to take a picture, you know, where they do the press conference, like, you know, there's microphones.
Yeah.
Can I be like, you know, I can bring my Lava jersey, for example, and make it seem like I just left a game or something?
I mean, I don't know if the Heat interview room will be set up unless it's like a draft day.
You're right.
With the backdrop and whatnot. Right. But
so I'll bring my own.
We could sneak in a locker. I could throw a mic in your face and be like, oh.
Yes.
What did you? Why would you put Gabby on their best player?
Okay, hold on,
Coach. Why would you do that?
You know,
what was the defensive reasoning for that, Coach Lava?
It was a better her than me. That was really
The Stanley Cup Final, by the way, resumes tonight. Game 3 between the Panthers and Edmonton Oilers. 8 o'clock is your puck drop from Rogers Place. Cats lead the series 2-0. Now, I don't think this is going to matter because the Cats are focused.
Yes.
Focused. But they had a hell of a time getting to Canada yesterday. I believe they got into Canada, I think it was 10 o'clock local time was the. So they got in like midnight, I think.
No. Oh, nice. Okay. 10 o'clock there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. Well, okay. So they're in Edmonton. Well,
that's why you leave a day early.
Yeah, but they want, but you know, I think they wanted to be in their home comfort. You know, how are they supposed to know a crazy storm's
coming?
Well,
here's the deal. That is the longest trip anybody has ever taken.
Yep.
You need to make some kind of concessions for that.
I think they'll be all right. I think the Panthers thrive. I think, and honestly, all they need is one thing. One thing, and this puppy's over. And that's 16 to step on the ice tonight, and they're done. Like, Connor McDavid's going to be wetting his uniform when he sees Barkey out there, and then he's going to look over to Draisaitl. He goes, I thought you took care of this.
Oh, right?
He's back. I thought you took care of this.
Hey, he's back.
He's back, dummy. We'll hear a little bit from Paul Maurice. He's got some interesting thoughts on this. But some news within the last hour. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that J.J. Redick is officially interviewing with the Lakers this weekend with Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss. So J.J. Redick, who has long been thought to be the favorite for this job, and that all...
Where did Rob Pelinka go to school?
Michigan, right?
Yeah, he was with the Fab Five.
He was 5'5", yeah.
Oh.
J.J. Redick is officially interviewing with the Lakers this weekend. It's been thought that he's the guy the whole time anyway.
He's the only one that'll take that job. It seems the way. Seems that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And they
won't have to offer him $70 million.
Well, that's going to be an interesting thing if you're J.J. Redick. When you see those offers out there, whether they're real or not, like, what is J.J. Redick expecting as far as payment is concerned for this
four
job?
$4 or $5 million tops.
Really? So you think
that's
that
entry-level coaching job.
And like, hey, no experience. But he goes, but I'm going to, what if he's like, but I'm J.J. Redick. I deserve it. I'm a media star.
And they'll go, you want this job or not?
But I feel like LeBron wants him, so they kind of got to, like, do something, don't they?
Why do we keep saying that?
They're buddies.
Why do we keep saying
that? Don't mean nothing.
That LeBron wants him as head coach. Like, that's LeBron's choice, in my opinion.
Of course.
So I feel like they have to do... Aren't we making a lot of assumptions, though,
about that?
No.
Okay.
Does J.J. Redick have any other interviews?
True.
No.
That's true.
Didn't he interview with, like, the Raptors last year or something like that? Practice run, dude.
Like that.
Practice run.
All right.
Just give him the job. I don't even.
I hate that we make these assumptions.
You hate that you think LeBron uses his influence and power on the Lakers?
No. You think LeBron said, I want him as a coach.
Dude, he's this podcast co-host. What do you think?
Yeah, true.
Dude, me and you are besties. I'm not going to call you to do my roof.
But you'd call me to coach.
No, I would not.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would not. No.
Call me the coach.
I've heard some of your antics with little Tommy.
I'm just tired.
I don't want you nowhere near the children.
I just got to be honest with the whole J.J. Redick thing, because it's enough of J.J. Redick. But I just want to be clear. I'm not going to do the same bit. But
you just don't like J.J.
First of all, it's not that I don't like J.J. I have nothing against J.J. Redick. I've been pretty clear. I have nothing against J.J. Redick. It's enough of J.J. Redick, but I have nothing against J.J. Redick. But it's just the whole charade has gotten to me.
Charade.
It's a charade. You know, like, we're sitting here as intelligent people. They fake like they're going for the UConn coach so they can stay relevant the entire time. And they were never going to give that guy the job. He used Wojnarowski to get a raise. They get a little relevancy rub. It was going to be J.J. Redick the whole time. The whole thing has been a charade. It's been a charade.
Wow.
And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm gonna play your game of charades when I'm sitting here knowing that your whole situation you're putting up here is a charade.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Can I just say this? Nothing makes me more uncomfortable than Tobin the Farmer saying charade.
No, but you would agree it's a charade.
It's not a charade. It's a charade.
It's a charade, dude. It's way different.
No one has ever said that.
Everybody calls it a charade, dude. It's a galan charade.
We need Tommy. Nobody says that.
No, people say that, dude. It's a charade. And I'm not going to... I'm just tired of the wool getting pulled over our eyes all the time.
Why is the wool getting pulled over your eyes? You're a Lakers fan?
No, just as a sports consumer. Because, first of all, it's enough for J.J. Redick. He doesn't deserve the job. You know,
back to this.
How do you know that?
He doesn't deserve the job.
No, he really doesn't.
He doesn't deserve the job.
Who would you hire?
I would go with Chris Quinn. I would go with Chris Quinn or Caron Butler as head coach of the Lakers. They deserve the job because they've coached. If you're not going to go with them, James Borrego, he's been a head coach at least. You know, he's one of the hot commodities out there. Interviewing for the Cavaliers job, which, by the way, these Cavaliers, they think they're fooling anybody. They think they're fooling anybody. It's hilarious. First of all, they're not fooling anybody, but they think they're fooling people. They're not fooling anybody. It's a complete charade what they're doing, too.
Can I ask you a question?
That's not a word.
Your thought process to get all the players you want to the Heat is remarkable. Like, everybody has this farce, this imaginary, like, a charade, as you call it. Everybody's got that going on except the Heat.
It's a hootenanny.
Well, I just now, hear- what if can you, could you imagine, let me see, would Philadelphia Tobin say that about the Heat and Jimmy Butler?
I've said all Jimmy Butler drama is fair. Here's the difference between you guys and me. You guys are.
Wait, I don't recall you saying that.
Hold on. See, this is where I won't allow you to say fallacies.
I thought you were going to say my name.
Monday talking about my worry about Jimmy Butler flirting with other teams and him leaving. So I am genuine and credible with my stars and my worry about them leaving. So. They call me Fair Tobes. I'm going to say what's affecting the Heat and what I'd like the Heat to do and opportunities that are on the outskirts for them as well, just as I would with the danger of the Heat losing their players. Of course. Of course. Of course. And you can't deny it because I talked about it. So you boxed in.
How am I boxed in?
Because you said that I would never say it about a Heat player, and I talked about this on Monday.
You've been bombed.
Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness.
You had a second for defense. I was waiting on the defense.
He decided to take a knee in the ring for the standing eight count. He needed to gather his thoughts.
He did the Deontay Wilder spin for a second.
Oh, no. Don't confuse me with him. That dude can't even get knocked out right.
Jake Paul's next opponent.
Anyway.
He would kill Jake Paul.
It's a masquerade. It's not a charade.
No.
It's a pantomime.
What?
Noun. If you use it as a noun.
He pulled up.
It's a mockery.
It is a mockery.
All right.
A shamockery, some would say.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I am pulling the plug on this, dude. I have had enough of these.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight. Wanna let loose. I was dreaming.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the radio program. We're streaming live, YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, off to a flying start here on a game day, game 3, Stanley Cup final. Let's get it, baby. Panthers, Oilers, 8 o'clock, your puck drop. You hear that right here, 560 WQAM, and always free on the Odyssey app. Can we hear a little bit from the parties that are important with this? Of course, good news yesterday. Alexander Barkov flew with the team. Normal practice. Seems like he's going to be good to go. Game time decision.
What did they do today?
I think they just chill, dude. I think they maybe get a little more skate in at one point and then get going. You know, maybe one of those rascals in Edmonton tries to pull the fire alarm. As they call in hockey, gamesmanship. But Palmer's will tell you, anytime that happens, that's an automatic W for the home team.
Do they have
for the road team?
Do they have that the Motel 6?
I don't know what they got at Edmonton. I don't know. Cabins? What do they have over there?
Any chance they stay in Edmonton?
You got them going to Edmonton and they're training like Rocky?
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with Edmonton's work. I'm really not.
Let's see. I just put in Edmonton hotels and... Oh, no, it's not bad. They got a Holiday Inn Express. Look at that. Indoor pools. No, Edmonton seems decent. Edmonton seems like they got some stuff over there.
Shree that says, will any Panthers fan match Edmonton's road rally energy? Listen, you know, it's raining. Let's all be safe on our couch. Who needs to impress anybody by being out next to an arena? I don't know if there is a road rally or anything like that. If the Panthers want to pass that along, please do. But
very, very,
very scary right now. Scary weather out there.
We do heat stuff because it's indoors. But Panthers, I don't know. Are they doing
well? They said that people were indoors at Edmonton. They just show outdoors.
It was indoors and they had people outdoors. Mm-hmm. But we never heard nothing from the Panthers. Now, I will say this. Let me clear my... Panthers, if they win tonight, and it's 3-0 and one game away from then we road rallying, baby.
Yeah.
We road rallying to like, yeah.
We're starting at Leroy's house.
Let's see.
No.
Yes, no. Everyone. No. Bring your golf carts.
I can't fit y'all in because my backyard is flooded.
No. We'll stay in the driveway.
There is a watch party tonight. You can get your general admission tickets on the Panthers website.
Love that.
Okay.
Love that. Get your merch. Get your jerseys.
Pantherland.
They're going to be flying off the rack.
Pantherland.
Hey, for a small fee, yeah. I'll let y'all borrow my sweatshirt.
Yeah, you got to start making some money back on that.
I got to rent that thing out.
Get some ROI on that.
he's one of these like classy restaurants that like rents out the jacket.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
It's at the bottom of your tab.
Oh, no. I had that.
Hmm?
I went in with a nice shirt and some slacks. They said, "Oh, we wear jackets here, bruh."
Oh. I didn't know that existed.
So did you get a loner jacket?
It's mostly at like country clubs, stuff like that.
That's stupid.
Let's hear from Paul Maurice. This is his mood when he has Alexander Barkov around.
It's the driver of my mood, right? You go through that fear, maybe is the right word. Nobody wants to lose their captain. And you don't know if you have or not for a block of time. Then you find out there's a good chance you're not going to. Then you're in a much better mood.
It's peacock.
You know what? That guy gives honest answers, right?
Yes, he does.
With a little, splashing a little entertainment. You ever notice everybody always around him cackling?
He's tickling the media.
He's been on the historic run.
Well, one would say Paul Maurice plays the media like a fiddle. He knows how to. He knows the right notes.
Guys, realize we're gonna go from that to, well, basically in the offense and defense. And if you really think about what Shakespeare used to say, and that's why we didn't get the first down. 2 minutes later. Like, we are about to transition from
Are you making fun of Mike McDaniel?
It's just a night and day difference. I love listening to Paul Maurice cuts. With Mike McDaniel cuts, I'm like, okay.
What are you talking about? You didn't hear that thing about the stuff about the playoffs? That was great stuff.
About them feeling pressure but not feeling pressure?
Yeah.
But if you do feel that pressure,
that's great stuff.
You can't ignore the pressure that you feel, but it doesn't
exist. I don't like what you're doing, man. You know, you seem to me like you're lashing out at the coach. I like Mike McDaniel.
It's hard here. Marcos?
Yeah.
And I've said this over and over again. It's hard to explain that you want to win as much as the fans, even though you've only experienced it for 2 years, right? Yeah. It becomes a difficult thing to explain when the fans are yelling, "We haven't won a playoff game in 24 years," and he's trying to sympathize with you and give importance while understanding, "I only been here for a hot minute."
He can do that in 60 seconds or less.
It's not, but you got to explain it to where you don't seem sympathetic to the fans' woes. It's not as easy, because even with me, everybody says with me, like when I get mad that Tua wasn't even barely alive and we're sitting here hitting him with, you know, they haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. And I'm like, look, everybody gets it, but you can't expect him to feel the way you do over it.
Send me a text about it. My bad, bro. Okay, McDaniel. That's good enough. Maybe a little less Panthers.
Could you imagine him sending a text? Like, you know why he ain't on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because he don't have enough characters.
Character amount.
Seems like a FaceTime type of guy.
Oh, he's a FaceTimer. And you better
IG
answer.
Live guy.
He'll call you twice.
Or just keeps the phone on while he talks on speaker.
Oh,
just
God.
Keeps, you know, going away, if I had to guess. Yeah. Paul Maurice,
right to the point.
Here's Paul Maurice.
And you know what's crazy? Can we put this in context? There have been 5 championships and maybe 6 that have been won by teams that weren't even here the last time the Dolphins won a championship.
Yeah.
So in that amount of time, mm-hmm. there's been three new.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody has won a championship except for the Dolphins.
Yes. Now keep in mind, listen, we don't want to put that stink on this. So let's you know,
I'm just saying, don't need the bad news to drag down the good news.
And let's not even count the amount of championships that they played for. Let's see, the four for the Heat, two for the.
You're talking about in total?
Yeah.
Since the Dolphins' last championship?
Yeah, four for the Heat.
The Heat have played in six.
Two, huh?
Six.
The Heat have been in six?
Yes.
Okay. The Heat have been in six. Wow, I'm going to miss two.
Seven, actually. Seven?
No, four. With LeBron, and then
four
one
LeBron,
more.
Four with LeBron, one, five. And then two with Jimmy. Seven.
Oh, seven. Oh, I forgot Jimmy. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Seven championships they played for.
Yep.
The Panthers are playing for third.
Since the Dolphins, championship, it's their third.
Yep. Third.
Marlins have had.
And then Marlins.
Yep.
So that's 3, 7, 12 championships that have been played for down here by franchises that weren't here the last time the Dolphins won a championship.
Yep. Eat your heart out, Barry Jackson.
No, I'm just saying that, like, it's not like it happens, but it's a weird thing, right? Like, we're like,
well, that's why Mike McDaniel has to start his meetings at 24 after the hour, because you need it on your mind at all times.
You know what? You're one of those people that you would be in the locker room and you would be eating all that up.
Yep.
And everybody around you would be looking at you like you're a clown.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think everybody'd be like, the Tobes, passionate.
Pasión.
Pasión. They call him Pasión Tobes.
Even though that's not what it means.
What do you mean?
You just said it doesn't mean passion.
No.
You said it means trust.
Trust, passion, samesies.
Stras.
I love when you say something that's not accurate and you try to tie them all in. So passion and trust mean the same thing.
No, I said stras.
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 Yeah, it's
not trust.
Stras.
Brate.
Brate.
Breke.
I like to use another word. Idiot. How you say that?
Lashing out, dude.
Not lashing out.
How do you say idiot in Slovenian?
Yeah.
Mark Cuban.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. My old life behind. Take you up until 2 here on the radio program. We're streaming live, YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, off to a flying start here on a game day, game 3, Stanley Cup final. Let's get it, baby. Panthers, Oilers, 8 o'clock, your puck drop. You hear that right here, 560 WQAM, and always free on the Odyssey app. Can we hear a little bit from the parties that are important with this? Of course, good news yesterday, Alexander Barkov flew with the team, normal practice. Seems like he's going to be good to go. Game time decision.
What do they do today?
I think they just chill, dude. I think they maybe get a little morning skate in at one point and then get going. You know, maybe one of those rascals in Edmonton tries to pull the fire alarm, as they call in hockey, gamesmanship. But Paul Maurice will tell you, anytime that happens, that's an automatic W for the home team.
Do they have
for the road team?
Do they have that at the Motel 6?
I don't know what they got at Edmonton. I don't know. Cabins? What do they have over there?
Any chance they stay in the Airbnb?
You got them going to Edmonton and they're training like Rocky?
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with Edmonton's work. I'm really not.
Let's see. I just put in Edmonton hotels. And, oh, no, it's not bad. They got a Holiday Inn Express. Look at that. Indoor pools. No, Edmonton seems decent. Edmonton seems like they got some stuff over there.
Shreethan says, will any Panthers fan match Edmonton's road rally energy? Listen, you know, it's raining. Let's all be safe on our couch. Who needs to impress anybody by being out next to an arena? I don't know if there is a road rally or anything like that. If the Panthers want to pass that along, please do. But
very, very,
very scary right now. Scary weather out there.
We do heat stuff because it's indoors, but Panthers? I don't know. Are they doing?
Well, they said that people were indoors at Edmonton. That they just
right.
show
no,
outdoors.
No, it was indoors and they had people outdoors. Mm-hmm. But we never heard nothing from the Panthers. Now I will say this. I will say this. Let me clear my Panthers. If they win tonight, and it's 3-0 and one game away from, then we roll rallying, baby.
Yeah.
We roll rallying to like, yeah.
We're starting at Leroy's house.
Let's see.
No.
Yes.
No,
no. Everyone. No. Bring your golf carts.
I can't fit y'all in because my backyard is flooded.
No. We'll stay in the driveway.
There is a watch party tonight. You can get your general admission tickets on the Panthers website.
Love that.
Okay.
Love that. Get your merch. Get your jerseys.
Pantherland.
They're going to be flying off the rack.
Pantherland.
Hey, for a small fee, yeah. I'll let y'all borrow my sweatshirt.
Yeah, you got to start making some money back on that.
I got to rent that thing out.
Get some ROI on that.
he's one of these like classy restaurants that like rents out the jacket.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
It's at the bottom of your tab.
Oh, no. I had that.
Hmm?
I went in with a nice shirt and some slacks. They said, "Oh, we wear jackets here, bruh."
Oh. I didn't know that existed.
So did you get a loner jacket?
It's mostly at like country clubs, stuff like that.
So stupid.
Let's hear from Paul Maurice. This is his mood when he has Alexander Barkov around.
It's the driver of my mood, right? You go through that fear, maybe is the right word. Nobody wants to lose their captain. And you don't know if you have or not for a block of time. Then you find out there's a good chance you're not going to. Then you're in a much better mood.
It's peacock.
You know what? That guy gives honest answers, right?
He does.
With a little, splashing a little entertainment. You ever notice everybody always around him cackling? The old...
He's tickling the media.
He's been on the historic run.
Well, one would say Paul Maurice plays the media like a fiddle. He knows how to. He knows the right notes.
Guys, realize we're gonna go from that to, well, basically in the offense and defense. And if you really think about what Shakespeare used to say, and that's why we didn't get the first down 2 minutes later. Like, we are about to transition from
Are you making fun of Mike McDaniel?
It's just a night and day difference. I love listening to Paul Maurice cuts. With Mike McDaniel cuts, I'm like, okay.
What are you talking about? You didn't hear that thing about the stuff about the playoffs? That was great stuff.
About them feeling pressure but not feeling pressure?
Yeah.
But if you do feel that pressure,
that's great stuff.
You can't ignore the pressure that you feel, but it doesn't
exist. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing, man. You know, you seem to me like you're lashing out at the coach. I like Mike McDaniel.
It's hard here. Marcos?
Yeah.
And I've said this over and over again. It's hard to explain that you want to win as much as the fans, even though you've only experienced it for 2 years, right? Yeah. It becomes a difficult thing to explain when the fans are yelling, "We haven't won a playoff game in 24 years," and he's trying to sympathize with you and give importance while understanding, "I only been here for a hot minute."
He can do that in 60 seconds or less.
It's not, but you got to explain it to where you don't seem sympathetic to the fans. Woes. It's not as easy, because even with me, everybody says with me, like when I get mad that Tua wasn't even barely alive and we're sitting here hitting him with, you know, they haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. And I'm like, look, everybody gets it, but you can't expect them to feel the way you do over it.
Send me a text about it. My bad, bro. Okay, McDaniel. That's good enough. Maybe a little less Panthers.
Could you imagine him sending a text? Like, you know why he ain't on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because he don't have enough characters.
Character amount.
Seems like a FaceTime type of guy.
Oh, he's a FaceTimer. And you better
IG
answer.
Live guy.
He'll call you twice.
Or just keeps the phone on while he talks on speaker.
Oh,
just
God.
Keeps, you know, going away, if I had to guess. Yeah. Paul Maurice, right to the point.
Right to the point.
Here's Paul Maurice.
And you know what's crazy? Can we put this in context? There have been 5 championships and maybe 6 that have been won by teams that weren't even here the last time the Dolphins won a championship.
Yeah.
So in that amount of time, mm-hmm. there's been three new
Yeah, everybody has won a championship except for the Dolphins.
Yes. That now keep in mind, we don't want to put that stink on this. So I'm just saying.
Don't need the bad news to drag down the good news.
And let's not even count the amount of championships that they played for. Let's see, the four for the Heat, two for the.
You talking about in total?
Yeah.
Since the Dolphins' last championship?
Yeah, four for the Heat.
The Heat have played in six.
Two, huh?
Six.
The Heat have been in six?
Yes.
Okay. The Heat have been in six. Wow, I'm going to miss two.
Seven, actually. Seven?
No, four. With LeBron, and then
four
one
LeBron,
more.
Four with LeBron, one, five. And then two with Jimmy. Seven.
Oh, seven. Oh, I forgot Jimmy. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Seven championships they played for.
Yep.
The Panthers are playing for this is their second
third.
Time in. Third.
Since the Dolphins. Third. Since the Dolphins' last championship, it's their third.
Yep. Third.
Marlins have had.
And then Marlins.
Yep.
So that's 3, 7, 12 championships that have been played for down here by franchises that weren't here the last time the Dolphins won a championship.
Yep.
Eat your heart out, Barry Jackson.
No, I'm just saying that, like, it's not like it happens, but it's a weird thing, right? Like, we're like,
well, that's why Mike McDaniel has to start his meetings at 24 after the hour, because you need it on your mind at all times.
You know what? You're one of those people that you would be in the locker room and you would be eating all that up.
Yep.
And everybody around you would be looking at you like you're a clown.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think everybody'd be like, the Tobes, passionate.
Pasión.
Pasión. They call him Pasión Tobes.
Even though that's not what it means.
What do you mean?
You just said it doesn't mean passion.
No.
You said it means trust.
Trust, passion, samesies.
Strass.
I love when you say something that's not accurate and you try to tie them all in. So passion and trust mean the same thing.
No, I said strass.
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 Yeah, it's
not trust.
Strass.
Brate.
Brate.
Breke.
I like to use another word. Idiot. How you say that?
Lashing out, dude.
Not lashing out.
How do you say idiot in Slovenian?
Yeah.
Mark Cuban.